Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. Psalm 23 is a favorite psalm for so many people. It's read at almost every Christian funeral and often when a person is critically ill or near death. Yet, the imagery of this psalm is not something that's immediately familiar from personal life experience to most of us here today. In fact, very few people in our country today, even people who live in rural areas, have much experience with the relationship between a shepherd and his sheep. But as a symbol of God's relationship with us, his people, we do see this theme playing out again and again throughout the Bible. In fact, almost at the very beginning, when Adam and Eve lost the image of their Creator God through their sin and were hiding in their shame, God went searching for them as a shepherd searches for his lost sheep. God called to them, "Where are you?" In the Old Testament book of Ezekiel the prophet, God says to his people Israel, "I myself will search for my sheep and look after them." But the real meaning of this psalm comes from our Lord Jesus, who identifies himself as the shepherd in these words of the psalm and of our gospel reading today, "I am the good shepherd." Others have been spiritual shepherds of God's people, and some still are today. The prophets, judges, priests, and kings of Israel in the Old Testament, and then the apostles and the pastors and teachers, evangelists, and others have been continuing to do that work of spiritually shepherding God's people ever since the time that Jesus ascended into heaven. Many have been leading and guiding God's people, but none in the same way that Jesus did. One aspect of Jesus' work as shepherd puts him in a class by himself. Jesus is the good shepherd who laid down his own life to save his sheep. Many people have given their lives for other people. History and legend record many such noble sacrifices. Some of these stories are particularly inspiring and heart-wrenching. Some stories of personal sacrifice are widely known. Some stories are known only to a small number of people. And other stories are known to no one except God alone. Some personal sacrifices have benefited a great many people. Other sacrifices have benefited only a small number of people. But we know that even one life is worth a very great deal in God's eyes. One example from history that many Americans know about is the Alamo. All Texans remember the Alamo, and many other Americans do as well, where a relatively small band of volunteers held off a far superior Mexican army at the ultimate cost of their own lives, buying time for their fellow Texans to support and muster forces in a struggle that ultimately succeeded. On the famous and fated ship, the Titanic, many people chose to stay on that sinking ship in order to give the women and children on the ship places on the lifeboats. Some people have given up one of their own kidneys to help a person who needed a transplant. Lives have been risked by firefighters and other public servants to save those in danger of fire, in danger of drowning, and in other similar dangers and tragedies. Unsung individuals have sacrificed their own personal advantage and their own material comfort in order to serve the poor and the homeless, the hungry, and the oppressed people of our society and of our world. Such sacrifices deserve our respect and admiration. But no sacrifice of a person can approach that of the Good Shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep. No other sacrifice cost as much as his did, because he is the divine Lord of the universe who suffered and died for his people. No other sacrifice accomplished as much as that of the Lord Jesus, our great good shepherd. Jesus died so that billions of people might live forever in the glories of heaven through faith in him. The good shepherd laid down his own life for the sheep and redeemed them for a life, a glorious life of eternity with God in heaven. Jesus is the good shepherd who knows his sheep and also who is known by his sheep. Sometimes when we're feeling a bit down, we might lament to ourselves that nobody understands me. Well, there really is some truth to that assertion that no other person in the world really knows our inner selves, all of our thoughts and feelings. No matter how close we might be to another person, no matter how long we have lived in the same house, no matter that we share almost all of the same experiences, to some degree, there will always be some part of us that no one else will ever really fully understand. Only in a limited sense can we say to someone else, I know just how you feel. Some experiences that we have are so private and so personal that no one can really fully share them with us. But Jesus, our good shepherd, knows us completely. He knows us even better than we know ourselves. He can share every experience that we have. He can feel our every feeling. He can hold on to our hand when other people must let go. Jesus, our good shepherd, knows us and we know him. We know him because he has revealed himself to us in the pages of the Holy Scriptures, the Bible. He has made himself known to us in his grace, his love, his care, his mercy, as he leads us throughout the course of our lives. And Jesus is also the good shepherd who seeks out sheep who are not yet in his sheepfold. There are many wonderful things that we can say to praise our God, but perhaps the most marvelous is that God has come down to his people. God became a human being just like us in order to save us. Sometimes we express admiration for a famous person or a successful person who associates with ordinary people. We approve when a president of the United States takes time to join flood victims in filling sandbags, even though we know that often that is usually only a symbolic gesture and they don't spend a very long time doing that. But we are glad when we see that a successful or famous, powerful person like that still has something of the common touch. But Jesus is the Almighty God, eternal God, who descended from the glories of heaven and took on the lowly form of a servant, a human being born in the lowliest of ways. Jesus came and lived among us for one clear purpose. He himself said, "The Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." This marvelous fact distinguishes the gospel from all other sources of hope and faith. The gospel tells us that God himself has come down to seek after us and to graciously invite us to become part of his kingdom. Jesus is the good shepherd who is not content to know that 99 sheep are still safely in his fold. No, he goes out and he seeks that one lost lamb. And when he finds that lost little lamb, he lovingly gathers it into his arms and carries it home, rejoicing. Sometimes a Christian will talk about how they came to faith, often as an adult or as an older child, by saying, "I found God." But no Christian has ever really found God. Rather, God has found us after seeking after each one of us. It's true, of course, that our Lord Jesus, our great good shepherd, does use his servants and uses us to do that seeking after his lost sheep. When Jesus was about to ascend into heaven and to resume his place of authority and glory at the right hand of God the Father, Jesus commissioned his disciples and the whole church to go and proclaim the gospel. And he assured them that as they went, he himself would be with them. Wherever the gospel is proclaimed, the Lord Jesus accompanies that message with great power, as through that message, Jesus is searching and seeking for the lost and bringing them into his sheepfold, where there is one flock and one shepherd, he tells us. And so as we share the gospel with our family members, with friends, with neighbors, with co-workers and acquaintances, and through our church body that we're a part of, as we share the gospel with people all over the world, the Lord Jesus himself accompanies us, seeking the lost through us and gathering them into his fold. He is the good shepherd who seeks the lost and who brings them in. And Jesus is the good shepherd also because he has the Father's endorsement. Jesus says in our reading, "This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life so that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have the authority to lay it down, and I have the authority to take it up again. This is the commission I received from my Father." Jesus is the Christ. No, Christ is not Jesus' last name, as we sometimes think of it. Rather, it's his title. It means that he has been anointed or specially appointed by God the Father as the Savior of the world, to redeem all people by offering his perfect life as a sacrifice on the cross. Perhaps the best loved and best known passage of the Bible, aside from Psalm 23, is one which clearly states Jesus' commission as the Savior of the world. John 3:16 from the Christian Standard Bible. "God loved the world in this way. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." Jesus acted under commission, and his entire ministry bore the imprint of that commission. On three occasions, the Gospels record the voice of God the Father speaking from heaven in approval of Jesus as the Savior and of his mission. At Jesus' baptism, also at Jesus' transfiguration, and then during the last week of Jesus' life, before his crucifixion, as he was teaching among a crowd in Jerusalem, the voice of God the Father spoke, affirming Jesus as the chosen one who is the Savior of the world. And then when Jesus' life was ebbing away as he hung on the cross, the Father darkened the skies over Jerusalem and Judea, and he shook the earth, which caused even a non-believing, to that point, Gentile bystander to conclude, "Truly, this was the Son of God." And the Father's final endorsement of Jesus' saving work came conclusively and explosively when he raised Jesus from the dead on Easter morning, and when the resurrected Lord appeared to his believers and to the church over the next 40 days. Jesus is the Good Shepherd. He carried the Heavenly Father's endorsement. We can be confident that our salvation is assured and is complete. We can be confident that the gospel is guaranteed, that we stand free as dearly loved sons and daughters and as citizens of God's kingdom. We don't need to wonder or to worry about what our standing is before God. Jesus is the Good Shepherd who laid down his life to save us. Amen.